Hey everybody, Matthew Larry here. Want to take a second to welcome you to Wednesday's edition of our Faith for Life broadcast. Now all this week on the broadcast, we've been doing a series of teachings entitled Blessed to Be a Blessing. And we see this pattern all throughout Scripture, starting in the book of Genesis, that God wants to bless His people so that they can be a blessing. Friend, God wants you blessed. Come on, say that with me as you're watching the broadcast. God wants me blessed. You know, in Genesis chapter 1, we find out that the first thing God did after He created the man was He blessed him. In verse 27, it says this, God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He him. Male and female created He them. And God blessed them. Come on, it's the very first thing He did after He created the man. He blessed him. You can see it right there. God wants His man blessed. Now, what does it mean to be blessed? You know, we use that word in our English vernacular, and you hear people use the word blessing and blessed for a bunch of different things. But what does it mean to be blessed? Well, the word blessed means to make successful, to prosper, to be prosperous, or you could say this, to do well. You know, Proverbs 10:22 said, the blessing of the Lord makes rich. The word rich means to make wealthy or to enrich. And so to be blessed means that you've been empowered to prosper and to have success. And when you're walking in the blessing, you're experiencing prosperity, you're experiencing success, and you're doing well in every area of your life. That's what it means to be blessed. It means to be prospering, to be successful, and to be doing well in every area of your life. And this is what God wants for His people. Now, what does it mean to be cursed? Well, it means just the opposite. To curse means to injure, to subject to evil, to vex, to harass, to torment with great calamities. You could say to be cursed means that you're not prospering. You're not being successful. You're not doing well. You're being harassed. You're experiencing a lot of calamity and hardship and trouble, and you're not walking in victory, you could say. This is what it means to be cursed. And friend, God wants you and I blessed in every area of our lives. You know, in Deuteronomy 29, verse 9, it says this, that you may prosper in all that you do. Come on, God wants you and I to prosper and to have success in all that we do, in every area of our lives. Now, according to the Bible, blessing and prosperity are the results of trusting God, obeying Him, and following Him. I need to say that to you again. According to the Bible, blessing and prosperity are the result of trusting God, obeying God, and following Him. You know, in Luke chapter 11, verse 28, Jesus said this. You believe Jesus, don't you? He said this, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. Joshua 1:8, the Lord said this to Joshua, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that's written therein, for then you'll make your way prosperous, then you'll have good success. What's God telling Joshua? You live by the word and you're going to live in prosperity. You know, Jeremiah 17:7 said, blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord. Come on, friend, if you trust in the Lord, is that going to lead to you being cursed? Is that going to lead to you struggling, being deficient, failing, not having success? No, the scripture said, if you trust in the Lord, you're going to be blessed. Come on, living by the word. If you live by the word and keep the word, is that going to lead to you hurting in every area? Being defeated in every area? Struggling in every area? No, according to Jesus, if you live by the word and keep it, you're going to be blessed. You're going to prosper. You know, Proverbs 28:20 says this, a faithful man shall abound with blessings. And so if you are faithful to God, what's the scripture say? You're going to abound with blessings. If you do trust the Lord, you're going to be blessed. If you live by the word and keep it, you're going to be blessed. Come on, friend, those scriptures didn't say that if you live by the word and if you trust God and if you're faithful, you're going to struggle. You're going to hurt. You're going to be broken. You're going to be in pain. You're going to be cursed. That's not what the Bible teaches. According to the B-I-B-L-E, if you trust God, if you obey Him, and if you follow Him, blessing and prosperity will be the result. Come on, if you hear the word and keep it, you're going to be blessed. If you trust in the Lord, you're going to be blessed. Come on, if you're faithful to God, you're going to abound with blessings. Now, God wants you blessed. Say that with me again. God wants me blessed. God does not want you hurting, struggling, or broken in any area of your life. I need to say it to you again. God does not want you hurting, struggling, or broken in any area of your life. I want to clarify. I'm not saying that you and I never have challenges or never have attacks or never come under the attack of the enemy in these areas of our lives. But what I am saying is God does not want you to live in a place of defeat where you're hurt and broken and struggling in any area of your life. Deuteronomy 29:9 says this, "Keep therefore the words of this covenant and do them, that you may prosper in all that you do." I want to read that verse to you again. Keep therefore the words of this covenant and do them. And then what's the rest of the verse say? You'll struggle, you'll hurt, you'll be broken and in pain. Is that what it said? No, thank God that's not what it said. It said, keep the words of this covenant and do them that you may prosper in all that you do. And so prosperity and blessing certainly doesn't just incur one area of our lives, but it affects all areas of our lives. When you're talking about blessing and prosperity, a lot of times people just think material, financial area. That's one area that blessing and prosperity does include. But God said, I want you to prosper in all that you do. You know, prosperity is fivefold. That's the way I like to teach it. It's fivefold. Spirit, that's your inner man. Soul, that's your mind, your will, your emotions. Body, of course, that's your physical body. Relationships and finances. And God wants you to prosper in all of those areas. He wants you to be strong in your spirit. He wants you to be walking in peace of mind. He wants you to be healed in your body. He wants you to have good, flourishing relationships. And He wants you to have more than enough financial provision to do everything you need to do and to be a great blessing to others. Come on, friend. God wants you to prosper and be blessed in every area of your life. Say it with me again. God wants me blessed. And you see this in Deuteronomy 28. I'm going to read through some of this quickly. But in Deuteronomy 28:1, it says, God said to His people, it shall come to pass that if you hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord your God to observe and to do all His commandments, which I command you this day, the Lord will set you on high above all nations of the earth. Now, friend, just keep listening for the word blessed. And verse 2 says, and all these blessings shall come on you and overtake you if you hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city and in the field. Blessed shall you be in the fruit of your body and in the fruit of your ground and in the fruit of your cattle and the increase of your kind and the flocks of your sheep. Blessed shall you be in your basket. Blessed shall you be in your store. We might say your checking account and your savings account. Verse 6 says, blessed shall you be when you come in. Blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord shall cause the enemies of yours that rise up against you to be smitten before your face. They shall come out against you one way, but flee before you seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon you in your storehouses and in all that you set your hand unto. He shall bless you in the land which the Lord God has given you. The Lord shall establish you as a holy people unto himself. Verse 10, and all the people of the earth shall see that you're called by the name of the Lord and be afraid of you. Verse 11, and the Lord shall make you plenteous in goods, in the fruit of your body, in the fruit of your cattle, in the fruit of your ground, in the land which the Lord God swore unto your fathers to give you. The Lord shall open unto you his good treasure, the heaven, to give you rain unto your land in his season, to bless all the work of your hand. You shall lend to many nations and shall not borrow, and the Lord shall make you the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath, if you hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God. Friend, can you see that God told his people, you're going to be blessed coming in, blessed going out, blessed in all you do, blessed in your basket, blessed in your store. Come on, God wanted them blessed all the time, everywhere they went, in everything they did. And here's the thing, friend, God has not changed. He is the same God today that he was then, and what he wanted for his people then, he still wants for us now. He wants us to be blessed. You know, God delights in and desires for his people to be blessed and to be prosperous. You know, 3 John chapter 2 says, beloved, I pray above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Come on, friend. God wants you to be prosperous. He desires for you and I to be blessed and to be prosperous. And that shouldn't be a shock to you and me, because, friend, if you have kids or grandkids, what do you want for your kids? Come on, answer me. What do you want for your kids? You want them to be blessed. You want them to prosper. You want to see them doing well in every area of their lives. You know, Psalm 35, 27 says, let the Lord be magnified who takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Friend, God likes it when you and I are blessed and prospering. And what's behind all of this? He wants us to be a blessing. Say it with me one more time as we're closing the broadcast. God wants me blessed. Now, as we're closing today's broadcast, friend, I want to remind you of these three things. Number one, God wants you blessed. Number two, blessing and prosperity are the result of trusting the Lord, obeying him, and following him. And number three, God does not want you struggling, hurting, or broken in any area of your life. He wants you to prosper in all that you do. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we thank you today that you want us blessed. And Father, we rejoice in the fact that we know that you love us so much, that you delight in us being blessed. You delight in our prosperity. You want to see things go well for us in every area of our lives. And Father, as we live by your word, as we trust you, as we obey you, we know that we are going to abound with blessings and be blessed tremendously. And it won't just stop with us. We're going to go be a great blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching today's broadcast. Hey, don't forget to come back tomorrow for Thursday's edition of our Faith for Life broadcast. We'll see you then.